From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Stay cool. Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Bill in Scottsdale with termites has called in at 1-888-767-4348. Then we're going to go to Kenan, who wants to talk about tankless water heaters. And we're going to go to Scott, who wants to talk about air filters, all right here at Rosie on the House. Bill, start us off.
As of last night, I got the lifetime permanent cure for termites. So let's see if we can help Bill out. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I have got an inner wall of my home, actually a couple of inner walls, that I hear a lot of creaking and a lot of noise. And the house is 17 years old. I don't think I'll be, I would still have some settling, but it kind of concerns me. I don't know what the noise could be. And it sounds like, well, you don't hear termites, I know, but I don't know what it could be. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you can certainly call our certified termite treatment specialist, Action Termite.
I thought I'd talk with you first before I did that.
Well, they'll do a free inspection, okay? It's 623-780-3137. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com.
I think that's 2-3132.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any age house can creak, Bill. Sometimes this creaking creates a stress that transposes itself through the drywall, and we're actually begin to see cracks or lines along the stud line. Do you see any of that?
No, there's nothing on the outside at all. I checked the corners, I checked the baseboard, I checked the ceiling, checked all around. I don't see any evidence of termites.
And the house is 17-year-old. How long have you been in the house?
17 years.
And is this creaking just new to you in the last year, year and a half?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to need to start doing some studying. Is there a particular... We need to start looking for common denominators. We need to be a Sherlock Holmes. Is there a particular time of day it occurs?
No.
All the time.
Sometimes during the morning, the evening, the daytime, nighttime, it varies.
Has there been, within the last year, any landscape irrigation changes around the foundation?
No.
No drip lines, no leaks?
About 10 years ago, I had a little tunnel on the outside of the house, and I called an exterminator, and he came out and he sprayed the outside around the baseboard, or rather around the foundation.
Right.
That was the last I've ever seen of termites up here.
See, that to me sounds like it's a normal temperature shift, but if it's just happened in the last year or two, in the valley, that's what it would seem like to me.
Observe the indoor and outdoor temperature, and let's see if we can start figuring out what's triggering this. It is not unusual at all in the change of seasons that a home that's been internally thermally stored cool and now is experiencing these 90-degree days, the roof gets hot, the trusses get hot, they pass that heat to the top of your ceiling joist, the ceiling joist passes it to the top of your top cord, the top cord passes it down to the stud to the base plate. It is a natural progression. We'll need to start eliminating common denominators or establishing common denominators.
And it goes back to a point that we thought where the question was going was more a definitive termite situation. You've never heard a block wall squeak, creak, or pop a nail.
Never have. I found when we went to dinner last night, we're broadcasting live from Flagstaff. When we went to dinner last night, I found the all-time permanent solution to termites.
Mm-hmm.
Dining at a wonderful restaurant called Josephine's that's obviously a one-time home that was built out of 100% lava rock. They ain't made the termite yet. They can eat their way through that lava rock. And there's no such thing as a termite orthodontist. That would be a whole colony of toothless termite.
They couldn't eat much wood that way.
They couldn't. I want to tell you what. And if they did ingest any of it, think of what that do to your system on the inside. A whole mouthful of lava just, you know, swallowed down into your digestive system.
Yo.
Yeah. Termites would deserve it. Build, with Bill, if you have the choice, I know Bill doesn't. Bill and Scottsdale doesn't have the choice. But this is one more reason for you all to get on Romy and Rosie's soapbox. Build with masonry.
And just keep us in touch, Bill, when you get a couple with a history log written down. Give us a call back, and we'll continue to go through. It's Ken and Scottsdale, you're on the line. Rosie on the house. Are you available for a call, or you got a double conversation going on?
I'm going to get it turned back instead of draining it.
Okay. Yeah, Ken's talking to someone else, so let's see if Scott and Tonopah is ready for a call. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I just bought a brand new, used manufactured home, and it's the air conditioning system. It has a split system. According to the inspector before we bought it, it has an electric furnace in there. But in that utility room, it just has a panel that's in front of the AC coil.
Well, we will pick it right back up there right after this bottom of the hour news break.
Pick
it's Rosie
Saturday edition
on the
of
house.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.